The document we're looking at is one of the compensation papers, the compensation paid to the relatives of those who died in the Wellington Pit disaster. The Wellington Pit disaster happened on May the 15th, 1910, and was the worst ever pit disaster in the West Cumberland coalfield. There was an explosion underground which caused a fire. Almost everybody on that shift died underground, either as a result of the explosion from the fire or as a result of the gases that were produced by the fire and which spread throughout the pit. Because the pit was actually on fire, rescue was impossible. Probably a very rapid death happened for those who were left in the pit. And after 48 hours, the pit was actually walled up in an attempt to starve the fire of oxygen and put it out. This actually took until September before they dared open the pit again. They tried in June, it exploded again. So the pit was not finally opened up until September. The bodies of those who died were not retrieved until then, 136 men and boys. Joseph Reed was one of those. This paper refers to his wife, Mary Catherine, and their children. Mary Catherine was only 23 years old. Further on in the papers, you can see the details. Joseph himself was only 26. They had a four-year-old daughter, one-year-old twins, and a three-month-old son, who was also called Joseph Reed. Joseph's father and brother also died. Because it was so long bringing out the bodies, they were not brought out and buried until late October 1910. They were all buried together. This is about the time that young Joseph, baby Joseph, was born. Mary Catherine's lot must have been very hard. She had the twins, she had the young girl, and she was expecting the baby, and that would have been at about the time she was burying her husband and father-in-law. The amounts of compensation paid varied. For example, Mary herself was awarded £66. That was to keep her. Different amounts of compensation for the various members of the family. £30 for the four-year-old and for the twins. And for little Joseph, £42 compensation. That was to keep him until he could start work, probably at the age of 14. Sadly, to add to Mary Catherine's grief, baby Joseph died at the end of March 1911, just after these compensation awards were made. This was on the 21st of February. He died not much more than a month later, within the 12 months of his father's death, and he was buried with his father and grandfather and uncle. And a member of the family supplied us with that information. But a lot of the information can be found in these papers. It does refer to Joseph's death, and also to how the rest of the money will be divided up. There's a great deal of information, and it does give us some idea of the privation and the difficulties which the survivors, the relatives of those who died, faced. It must have been a truly grief-laden time in Whitehaven.